Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I knew it was the holiday season, Kara, but I didn't realize it was swallow season.
I know, right? It seems to happen around this time of year every year. I think last year it was a little boy that swallowed some AirPods, and now we've got two kids, one one-year-old little girl and one 12-year-old boy, who are currently in the hospital for swallowing a battery, one of the little button batteries.
That's not
good.
Not fun.
No.
At all.
Not.
And so we're hoping that they're okay. Like, that's serious business.
It is very serious.
But that's a very kid thing to do, isn't it?
It's definitely a very kid thing to do. And I bet it a lot, maybe 10, 15, 20, even 30 years ago. Because nowadays, oh, if someone hears that your kid swallowed something, Child Protective Services immediately. Chill out, Karen. Let us raise our kids. Let us let our kids eat crap. It's part of the whole thing. Yes. Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
You are crazy. Don't you build your
build your immune system.
But I am always curious to hear like crazy stories of the nonsense that kids swallowed. Do you have any, either of you, or are you guys boring?
I'm boring. I've never swallowed anything crazy.
Oh, everything. I mean, I was a big bathroom swallower. So like dental floss, tissue paper, toilet paper, that stuff is tasty. Like a good Charmin, like two or three squares of Charmin.
Do we need to put Drex on My Secret Obsession or something?
The story behind the swallow, 404-741-0985. Renee in Duluth, what did you swallow?
Mothballs.
Ugh.
Mothballs.
Disgusting.
I was 4 years old at the time, and I shared them with my sisters because they look like Buttermints. You know?
I've never even seen those.
They may have looked delicious, but they couldn't have been good for you.
And my mother rushed to the hospital, and our stomachs had to be pumped. I still remember the horror of having that tube, like, put down my throat.
Yeah, that's a one-and-done kind of thing.
Oh, never going to do that again?
Yeah.
Exactly. But then 2 days later, even crazier, we got into baby aspirin. And do you remember how good those tasted?
What is your problem?
Those are delicious.
Oh,
baby aspirins were delicious. Come on. You guys don't snack on those on the couch?
Negative.
I did this report in my senior year about neglect and child abuse. And I'm like, Mom, I can't believe that social services never came to your door. And she's like, they did. Because 2 days later, we were in the hospital again getting our stomach pumped.
Where was Renee's mom?
Right? Hey, thank you so much for the call. 404-741-0985. Amber in Roswell, you have a interesting story behind a swallow?
Yeah, my son swallowed a penny.
A penny? And what happened?
We did take him to the emergency room to have it checked out. But it like, he swallowed it all the way down, and then he just passed it.
You were around for this?
Yeah, we were in the car, and we looked back. He was, you know, really chatty, and then all of a sudden he was quiet. And I looked in the rearview mirror, and his face was like terrified, and he was crying, and I was like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? And he's like, I swallowed a penny.
Oh no.
And then we all freaked out.
How old was your son when this happened?
I think he was about 6 or 7.
Okay. You never know. Could have been college.
That's like, I was thinking it was like a college thing. No. And it was like a dare.
Right.
And he was rushing. Yeah.
So did you guys follow him around with a baggie or?
Well, no, we'd never like actually saw it go through. I mean, I guess it could still be in there somewhere, but we're assuming.
Earning interest?
We're assuming it was that.
Could you imagine one day discovers there's a nickel in there?
Yeah, right.
Barbara in Alpharetta, the story behind the swallow.
My husband's a gastroenterologist, and they had a prisoner patient that swallowed 12 paintbrushes with the plastic covers that go on the paintbrushes. 12 of them. And then she ate dinner.
Okay, what do you think the motivation was? Did you think
she's a prisoner, and it's better to be in a hospital than it is to be in a prison ward. But this was like her fourth go-round. She had swallowed all kinds of silverware, anything she could get down so that she didn't have to go back to the prison.
Did they give her a nickname? like Ms. Pac-Man?
No.
That's, I mean, I got to give her credit. She went big.
Yes,
you know?
You have to give her, yes, you do. Like, she should have gone to the circus and been the sword swallower.
Yeah, for sure. She had this bright future ahead of her, and she squirted it up with prison.
Exactly, exactly.
Unbelievable. Yep. Well, thankfully, HIPAA laws don't apply to the wife.
Exactly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.